5 reasons to find real estate wholesalers for your team. Yes, other real estate wholesalers, you need them on your team. So today there's a question that came in that. Hey my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. I'm the author of Smart Real Estate Wholesaling and the creator of MyEmpirePro.com. On this episode, we're talking about 5 reasons to find real estate wholesalers for your team. Yes, other real estate wholesalers, you need them on your team. So today there's a question that came in that absolutely inspired today's lesson. So let's dive into the question right away. So the question goes, I have a deal with a buyer who has a VA home loan. So VA is for veterans, okay? It's a home loan that's designated for veterans, okay? Veterans meaning ex-soldiers, ex-military people. So he goes, he has a realtor, a real estate agent representing him, but he needs the house sold very quickly. All right, so if a person has an existing agent, either they've listed the house or not, bottom line is that they've told you that they have a relationship with an agent, you need to be very aware of that, okay? There's nothing wrong with that, but it can change the dynamics of how you relate with them, okay? So just keep that in mind. He needs to sell the house quickly. Ideally, the agent should be good enough to help them sell the house quickly. But keep in mind, if they have an agent and they are outrightly telling you that they have an agent, the next best thing to do is to ask, hey, let me have your agent contact and then I can just deal with them. That way they will naturally feel like, you know, that will bring their fence down. They will feel less defensive, right? But if you go like, oh no, I don't want to deal with your agent, anything like that, that will raise up red flags, right? So you want to see ahead of that and just be like, hey, let me have your contact, the agent contact. I don't mind, I'll work with them directly if that's okay with you. And if they back off from that, they say, no, I just rather deal with you, then that's really what you want. But again, you want to use reverse psychology there, right? So, but the key thing is that authentically is okay for you to actually work with the agent, okay? But more authentically, you need to make sure that all fences are down and all red flags are not visible, okay? So check this out. He goes, check this out. I need some creative ideas. Here he has 4 bedrooms, 2 bath, 2-story home next to a pond and sits on 23 acres of land with timber right. He has $260,000 left on his mortgage and wants $300,000. Okay, so that's $40,000 of equity space. Okay, that's not really a lot on a $400,000 home. That's essentially, let's do the math real quickly. So we're looking at about, I'm doing the math right now, $40,000 on $30,000. Yeah, you're looking at about 13%, okay? That's not a lot of space in terms of equity, okay? However, you wanna, it doesn't really matter as long as they're motivated to sell. He can't part out the land. Is this deal, okay, so it goes, problem is, he has to sell all under the VA home loan. Okay, so when you're dealing with FHA, VA loan, or any government-backed loan, there will be some restrictions generally, and you should expect that, okay? But restrictions are restrictions for a reason. That means you need to learn something that will help you get rid of the restrictions or get around the restrictions without doing anything illegal, right? All right, let's keep going here. He can't part out the land. Is this deal dead in the water? No, there's no such thing as a dead deal unless the only thing that can kill a deal is a non-motivated seller, okay? A natural seller, okay? If they're not in control of the property, that means they're not the real seller. But if they're the real seller, they're in control of the property, the only thing that can kill a deal is a non-motivated seller. Just keep that at the back of your mind, okay? I would try to hard money the home to get the land and then try to sell the home with 5 acres and move to sell the remaining acres to some potential buyers. Well, you're talking about subdivision. It's not the easiest things to do. You need a professional who is experienced to do things like that. And in order for them to be subdividing home, you have to do proper value value estimation of what is the value like if you divide up the property, or what if you had it together. And that takes also some pre-approval and approval at the city level and things like that. Basically, things that if you're a complete newbie, you don't even want to worry about that, because majority of your deals are not going to be anything like that. So focus where majority of your deals are going to come from, the cookie cutter type of deal, meaning deals you don't have to subdivide, you don't have to do anything crazy. You can just sign a contract and assign the contract to other people and collect your money and keep it going. If you have a free flow of that coming in on a regular, then you can start thinking about out of the box type of scenarios like subdivision. So I would definitely say no, don't worry about this kind of craziness, or you can assign it to a more experienced person and let them deal with the person if they're experienced in that area, okay? But it's not as simple as just start dividing up properties and stuff like that. So, but I will need some hard money lenders and a lot of creativity. Exactly. So a lot of creativity means, listen, wholesaling and real estate investing is already as creative as it gets. You do anything extra beyond that, it gets very, very nasty. Will that work? Can it work? Yes. I'm just telling you, don't get soaked up into one piece of data, one lead. It's not worth it, okay? It's not worth it. So with that being said, now, this is the reason why you may need other wholesalers, other investors in your corner, because they may just be experienced enough to take this lead away from you and then deal with it and then pay you 5 months down the line. Because again, you need a pipeline. Okay, now speaking of pipeline, let's talk about the five things. I have a full-blown article on what I'm about to share with you, the five reasons to find real estate wholesalers for your team. Number one, accountability partners. You need someone to hold you, especially if you're new. You know, life gets in the way, habits, bad habits. You know, if it's not bringing in money immediately, there's no real reason to come back every day, you know. So you need accountability partners. Number two, foots on ground. If you are in wholesaling right now, post-pandemic, you should understand there's no such thing as a non-virtual wholesaling. Everything is virtual, okay? You should be able to do deals anywhere in the United States, okay? So you need foots on ground in these other states. So you need, that's another reason why you want to have them on your team. Number three, mastermind. You know, just one mind is not enough. Mastermind is necessary for success in this business. Sometimes it's not exactly from a mentor, it's from other people just like you, okay? Number four, network, okay? And you build your network. You build your network, that just simply means you have that much more additional resources at your disposal. And if you build your network, number five, you have a better chance of increasing your net worth, okay? So those are the five reasons, but I break this down into a little bit more pieces. You can see the link in the bottom of the screen to take you to the blog post so you can read the full-blown article. You can download it. Now, if you're brand new here, if you're first time here, make sure you go to Smart Real Estate Wholesaling and download this book absolutely free. And if you go there right now, I'll give you Real Estate Money Secrets for free in addition to that. Hopefully, you've been enlightened and educated. I'll see you on the next one, and peace.